This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here they are again, Adam Gontier and our buddy Mike Mushok from San Antonio. What up? What up? What up, boys? What up?
How's it going, man?
Adam, good to see you again, Mike.
Good to see you, too.
Good to be here. It's great to see you guys. When were you here? A few years ago when the first album.
That was it.
Right, yeah, like what, three, four years ago?
Yeah, I think 2015, I guess, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, a long time.
But this thing is kick-ass, obviously. So what happened was I got here, and I was playing ball tonight, and then I got here, and Mafia played the album for me as I was getting ready to do the show. I listened to it, like, you know, at least half of it, and I was sitting here getting all my stuff ready, and I was like, this is just sick. It just sounds sick.
Awesome,
it's just
thanks,
badass.
Man.
I mean, it really
that.
Is. It sounds
it,
clean. Did you have fun making the album?
Yeah, absolutely. It took a while. It took a little bit longer than we had hoped. But, yeah, it was a good process making the record this time around. A lot of fun, yeah.
And you did. I heard that the thing with Sully, and I'm good friends with Sully.
Yes.
You did this song for a movie with him.
Him and I wrote it a while back.
And then brought it out of the cupboard.
We did it. I'd been sitting around for a minute, and our manager's like, why don't you guys try that song again? And Adam had heard it before. He liked it. And we kind of gave it a little bit of a facelift. We did a little bit of it, and
right.
He re-sang it, and here you got it.
So what did that take anything at all, or is everybody down and cool and hip with like, yo, come cut a song with us, let's do this, let's make this happen? Because I know he's a cool dude.
No, totally.
I've known him for a long time. Was it easy getting him to do it?
Yeah, no, we've been friends for years. I mean, staying in Godsmack, we used to play shows together before either of us were signed.
Were you when you were a kid in Boston? Did you know him?
No, because I grew up in Western Mass.
Were you tougher than him as a kid?
Tougher than him. Really?
I mean, like where where he grew up is like where the femmes grew up, and then you lived where all the like Southie tough guys
the hoods.
Lived.
Yeah, totally.
Like, you know, bare knuckle brawls, and then, you know, like
shirts off. Let's do this.
Tattoos,
yep.
Cigarettes.
Yep.
You know, chicks that like to drink whiskey and
absolutely.
Skip school.
Yep.
Right? Like, I mean, wasn't that happening?
Hair in their armpits, whole deal.
Oh, God, what a grim thought. That's like those Italian chicks when you're down there in the Italian coast in the summer. Didn't you tell me about that, Carver High, the south of Italy? Those chicks with their hairy skank. We got action going here. It's not good.
Yeah, I believe so.
All right, so tell me about the rest of the album. Like, because you cut this single, Hunted, with him, and then what about the rest of it?
A lot of the stuff we had a few years ago, you know, Mike with a lot of music and, me with lots of ideas. So we started the process in, I guess, early 2017 and then took a little break, had some stuff happen personally that we had to kind of go through.
Well, you and I have been through all the personal problems.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, who hasn't? Like, I could write five books with my behavior
right.
and all the bad, illicit, felonious things right. I've put in my body.
I hear you, man. I hear you.
But yeah, I heard that you actually wrote it when you got straight.
Yeah, I did.
You had to go like a little visit, and then you were writing all the songs there.
Yeah, I mean, I went into a treatment center in Minnesota, and when I got out was when we really focused on the record, you know. Wrote a lot of the stuff right when I got out. And
did that help you?
It did. It did. All music has always been pretty helpful that way with, you know, writing personal stuff. And sharing it with other people.
What about? Isn't it amazing that we have the same haircut?
It is. I thought that.
I mean,
one
honestly,
was,
yeah. I mean, Mike, look at
coordinated.
This.
I gotta hop on the bandwagon here.
Honestly,
give me the buzzers. Let's do this.
Mike,
I'm ready.
My daughter told me I looked like a badger tonight. That's not good.
How old is she?
She's 11, and she just is like, you look like a badger, you femme. That's what she said to me.
Really?
I think we look pretty cool. I clean it with about a half cut. What do you got going there?
Yeah, it's a 0.5.
0.5, that's
what
I do.
Yeah.
And then how long does it grow back? In 2 weeks?
Yep.
And then you think you look like an idiot when it grows back a little.
Yeah, totally.
And you freak out and have to go do it again.
Absolutely.
And then people keep saying, why do you keep cutting it that close? And you're like, mind your own business.
Yeah, yeah, totally. My wife actually is a hairdresser, so she takes care of it for me, but she doesn't like doing it either. It's too much.
Mike, when is the last time you got a haircut? Like 5, 10 years ago?
No, it's been a long time. I actually got one recently.
But do you just trim it so that it keeps growing long? Like you do the little quarter inch and still give the guy $20?
I let it go for a long time, and then they kind of cut a decent amount off.
So as you get older, and we're all older now. I'm still balling at 54, but you're still shredding. Like, so when I watch you shred,
right.
You really get violently into it. Like, I think you really, I mean, there's potential for disc damage, lower back,
neck. Thing. Yeah,
I mean, you're messed up, bro. Yeah. But I get off on you playing the guitar. You really go off.
Yeah, a little bit.
With your body, you get... I mean, it's surreal watching you. Does over the years, is there damage? And do you feel like I can't keep doing this?
You know, that's a really good question. I'm about to find out as these shows start to kick in more. I've actually been home for a minute. You know what I mean? Just being busy doing a bunch of other stuff. We finished this record and being a dad, it's been great to be home for a minute. But yeah, so we'll find out. I actually played a first show back on Friday and I'm feeling all right now.
Do you, I play ball every day, right? And then, 3 days a week, I play, violent basketball.
Right.
The rest of the days, I train. But when you do a show, and you're that crazy, and you're that into it, and your body's going through that, when you're done, how is it a 1 or 2 day recovery for you? Can you go on stage the next night and do it again, or do you go half-ass?
No, you can't go. You know, the thing is that...
Because you got to give them their money's worth.
That's it. And once you get up there, you just kind of forget about it. It kind of all goes away. You know what I mean? All those pains. Then you get off and you go, oh, maybe I shouldn't have done that.
Time and time again, I'll look over and see Mike playing in the middle of a set or middle of a song. You know, certain parts of the song where you just feel it, you know, it's super heavy.
Right.
And I look over and, I mean, he's hunched over,
What do you
think
of that?
Gets on the ground. And, I mean, watching Mike play, it just kind of gets me into it. Like, there's so many moments during the set where it's just exciting. You look over and he's freaking out.
So you got your drummer to play with you, and then your cousin.
That's right. Yeah.
And how's that working out? Like, you've made changes to the band. Has it worked out? Are you happy now? What's the deal?
For sure. Yeah, they were pretty seamless changes. I mean, Kale, my cousin, we've played music together since we were 5 years old. So eventually we knew we'd be in a band together and it just seemed to make sense this time around.
He's great. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
So we'll come back and talk about Flawed Design a little more and the tour dates. And I want to talk about sports with you because your team played tonight.
Right.
And then you got a bunch of wussy teams. I was about to say something horrible
on
the air. I was going to. Did you see I stopped in mid-swing like Tiger Woods? I was just going to drop a pee right there.
You talk about the best franchise ever in the history of football.
I was going to talk about your pee teams, all your pee teams up in Boston. We'll come back with Santa Sonia, one of my favorite bands. They're back after a little hiatus. Every time they cut an album, it's just absolutely ruthless and kick-ass. It shreds. You got to get the album. You got to see them live. Mooshock's a trip. He's messed up in the head. You got to see him perform live. We'll talk sports with these guys a little more about their album and the tour dates coming up on the bench. Wow. Santa Sonia is shredding again. Are you getting tons of airplay on satellite and on radio stations, or are they scared of you?
No, it's doing well.
No, the
song's doing well for sure.
So far, so good.
So it's going to be released later this month. And how hard is it to grind and make a living selling albums anymore in this world? I just want to know from how it used to be. When you and I were growing up, we went to the record store and bought our albums.
It's so different.
And vinyl, it's so different. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's like I got the records. And it was emailed to me in a file, and I don't even know how to share it with people. Like my wife, I don't know how to get it to her.
Has it killed it?
A CD. I can't. You know what I mean? Here you go.
Right. Is it killed? Like, is it now all about touring? Because it always has been about touring. But is it so bad now because of people stealing your work and sharing it?
Yeah.
You talk about me and my picks. Right. Same thing. They steal your music.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Well, I mean, nowadays everybody's streaming it.
So what do you do about it?
The margins are just much less. I don't know. It's a really good
question. Musicians, I mean, to make money, you got to tour. You have to tour and you got to sell merch and you got to sell tickets. And I mean, if you can't do that, it's
so
rough.
You're both dads now, right? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. So you had a kid just recently.
Ago. Yeah, he's 2 years
What's
old.
What's his name?
Asher,
that's badass. And how's that going for you? You like being a dad?
I love it.
It's a trip, right?
It sure is.
He's got
a
3-year-old and he's got a 6-year-old, and mine are now teenagers. Tonight, my son played basketball with the men. Like, he's 15.
Really?
He's playing ball with grown men, violent,
wow.
violent grown men.
Right.
And then my daughter, I told you, said I was a femme. And I look like a badger.
Right.
And she went to
she
the haunted
it too,
she goes,
when
she so she's crazy, right? So she goes to see a rated G movie with her little sissy friends, and then she sneaks in to see the rated R It.
Really?
She just jimmies right into it.
You caught her?
No, she just told me.
Oh, geez.
She goes, I slipped right into the rated R movie and got her popcorn and rocked it. So once they get to be teenagers, they're freaks. Then they think you're not cool anymore.
Right.
And then they stop talking to you, and then they steal your money.
Right. I've been warned about all of it. Yeah. I mean, I'm expecting all that stuff.
My kids both turn 13 in about 3 weeks.
Oh, so you know.
Mike's dealing with that right now. But, yeah.
Does he come home and, like, go up to his room and just ignore you? Ever like he's like, hey, what's up, Dad? And then you don't talk to him again the whole night.
I mean, I try to engage him, go play catch or basketball or whatever we can, keep him busy.
Right.
Yeah.
But does he go out and play video games and like for hours at a time?
The phone
on the phone
is the phone drives me nuts.
What are the kid like? The 2-year-old has no clue what you do. What does the 13-year-old think of you being a rock star?
I don't know. I don't think they really even
care.
Yeah.
Wow, is that what does that make you feel like?
It doesn't matter to me.
You're just cold as ice. You just go grind and don't care.
That's it. I mean, I'll go coach a baseball game, take my daughter to a horse show, and you know what I mean? That's it.
But you make this great music, and you tour all over the world, and you guys do great live shows, and then who likes you the most? Like your family, your wife, your mom and dad, your buddies? Who has been your best supporters, both of you, in your life as a musician?
I mean, listen, obviously it has to be the wife. I mean, you're away all the time, you know what I mean? So they got to,
My kids don't even listen to the show. They don't.
Right.
Oh, they never. They don't care at all. They know what I do, but they're like, whatever, dude.
Yeah,
right,
no,
right.
I exit right here on 200 stations.
They don't care.
Across the world. Like,
they don't.
Oh,
I don't think it matters to them at all. At all.
I know.
So the first couple of years are hard, right?
Yeah, I mean,
it's no joke. The diapers, and then it drives you nuts. Then they start walking and smashing their faces in the furniture.
Yeah, I miss those all first years.
Right?
It's a lot of fun, though. I absolutely love it.
Like,
I mean,
when my daughter,
amazing.
We couldn't get out of the car. She'd take my hand every time. That stopped about a year and a half ago.
Right.
And it still makes me want to cry. I mean,
because they just don't do it anymore.
No, they could care less.
How quick it goes by. It's crazy.
We were at Universal this year. My son took my hand for no reason. I was like, why is he doing this? So I go, I'm not going to say a word. I'm just going to enjoy it.
That's crazy. So tell me about Cat Fest coming up in Oak City. Isn't that, are you doing that this month?
Yeah, we are doing that.
When is that?
October 26th.
Oh, the day after the album comes out.
That's right. Yeah. So we'll be in Oklahoma City. That's a big festival there. Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, I saw that. Candlebox, Bad Wolves. And then you're playing Minneapolis a month later, right before Thanksgiving, with Coheed and Cambria.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
That sounds like a couple of good gigs.
Yeah, for sure. We've got some scattered shows, like a couple club shows and a couple festivals, and then probably off for Christmas, and then get back to it in the new year.
I heard you're playing with Stain this weekend up in the woods.
We are, we got a couple of gigs. We had our first gig back in 5 years on Friday.
I heard that, your boy went country or something. How's he like that?
I mean, that's, he loves it. You know what I mean? He's, he's good. The kid's talented.
He reminds me of that guy I can never, Tom Kiefer. You remember him?
Oh, yeah, of course, Cinderella.
Yeah, he was, he went country, too, after he blew out his voice.
Really?
Yeah, he shredded his voice doing heavy metal for 15 years.
Right.
Every night in a sold-out arena. And then... now he's doing love songs and country songs, but they're really good. He's really good at it.
Right on. No, so is Aaron. I mean, he's good at it. He's done it for a long time, and we had an opportunity, some offers that, we figured let's try and do a few shows. So we had a few shows
this year.
Getting
together and playing?
Yeah, it's great.
You guys are awesome. That band's awesome.
Man.
I'm surprised that you don't. Personally, I'm very disappointed because you guys never really do anything anymore. He's gone his own way, and you guys once every 5-10 years have a concert. Like, how lame is that? Like, honestly, because you guys are so kick-ass, I think you suck for not playing more. I mean, honestly, that was one of the best bands ever.
Right on, thank you.
I agree.
This band's badass. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you get disappointed? Do you get bummed out about it at all?
No. I mean, listen, it is what it is. I mean, you know what I mean? I take the opportunities as they come. You know what I mean? Make the most of whatever it is.
Yeah, well, you've certainly done that. I'm a huge fan, and I've always followed you. Tell me about your Leafs. Do you think they'll ever have a defense? Because they got all the goal scoring. They won tonight 5-3.
That's right.
Matthews had a couple. Yeah. Hey, at least he didn't pull his pants down. You know, yeah. Did you hear about him pulling his pants down?
Yeah, that's the only news story in Canada.
But that's
at the
no
moment,
foul
so.
If you don't pull your skivvies down too. If you just have your underwear on, that's like right, a lane. Right. That's like a half pull down, Moon Bay.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. I mean, I heard a little bit about
Who
it.
Cares?
Of course, it doesn't. Yeah, it really doesn't
if
matter.
If you don't show your crevasse or your onions, it's no foul.
Right.
That's
right.
Nothing.
No
that's
cash prize is nothing.
But yeah, you think they'll ever win the cup? I mean, they
absolutely.
Suck. You suck.
Come on, man.
It's not even.
They do not suck. I'll tell you one thing. They're definitely gonna win the cup.
Here's the last question I got for you about your teams. The Jays. Do you think your boy Vladdy Jr. will lose 20 pounds? He said they want him to lose 20 pounds in the offseason.
That's right.
Because he's a fat ass, but he can rake. The guy's a great player.
Yeah, absolutely.
So do you care if he's heavy because he can rake?
You know what? I watched a lot of Jays games this year, and he said that he's gonna try to get in the gym and start working out and shed some pounds stuff. I think he's really talented, obviously. I think he's going to be a machine.
Do you go to Leafs games? Do you have tickets and everything? Do you live for it? Do you love them? Do you love the juniors and the minors?
Marlies.
Yeah, the Marlies. I've done games there. I've called games
is
up
that right?
there, sure.
Yeah, you know what?
I called Leafs games,
I've been
NHL.
I've been to a couple Marlies games.
I was the Thrashers play-by-play guy.
Is that right?
When they first came into the league, I was their first play-by-play guy. Nice. How about your sissy teams?
Which one?
Well, the Celtics now have Kemba. The Red Sox are going to lose Betts and Martinez. They had a crappy season. The Yankees are pimps. And then, at least your Patriots are still winning Super Bowls. You got that
We're
going for you.
We're still defending champions,
and the Bruins
I believe.
Lost in the finals, and now they're going to go,
stupid. Yeah. Well, you got to have this on, too. I got to watch this, right? Go Caps.
Right. I'm sure. But do you have fun kicking the Leafs' ass every year?
Every year.
Nice.
Oh, we did it again this year.
You know
it was fantastic.
Let's not do it. Let's
do people up there, when they lose to the Bruins every year, do they stop,
anger.
Like, eating and start snorting ice and stuff?
Totally. The whole country goes
glass.
Into it. Yeah, all of it.
I mean, honestly, because all they do is bend over every
they
year.
They show the streets of Toronto filled with people watching the game just to be disappointed every
you know
time
what?
They
that's all the past. We can talk about the past as much as you guys want.
So,
let's talk
a few
about the future.
Ago, what are you talking about?
Listen, that wasn't that long ago.
Where'd
you cut the album at? Where did you make it? I know this production company you did the album with.
Right. No, we did drums at a studio down in Southern Connecticut, but our producer has a studio. We did most of it at his place right in New York, upstate New York.
I think your Santa Sonia website's kick-ass and the store's pretty cool. You're selling hockey pucks in there. That's Gandhi. I love that.
Right. Canadian, what do you expect?
I mean, I think Toronto's a great city. It's New York. It's New York without hate.
Yeah. Right.
It's just people are cool.
Yeah, for sure.
And people here
are
D's. They're just D's here. Everybody's nasty.
Yeah.
People here are vicious, and up there they're just cool.
Right.
There's a big difference.
Right. Is it really? I mean, I've spent a lot of time in New York. I lived in Toronto for years and years and years, and I mean, a lot of times when I come down here, I hear people say, you know, New York is not as mean as
That's
people make it out to be.
That is and just so not true.
When I'm down here, I don't live here. So
in Boston and New York, it's just everybody's a hard ass. Everybody's
sure.
a hard ass.
No question.
And a chick will kick you in the shin before she lets you get a cab or an Uber before her.
Right.
Like, it's not like, excuse me, you're up first and you hold the door open for her. Those days are long gone. She'll hock her on you, elbow you in the mouth, and take your cab, and then driving away, she'll give you a Half Moon Bay and a finger.
Right.
I'm not kidding.
Complaint she was sexually assaulted by you.
Listen,
I
want no part of it. Listen, I'm rooting for you guys. Check them out. Later this month, the album comes out on the 25th. Buy the album. See them live at Oklahoma City on the 26th. And then November 21st, First Ave, Minneapolis, they're doing another show up there. I told you about it with Coheed and Cambria. Those are great. Those are great bands. Sounds cool. That sounds like a fun time. It's great seeing you guys again, Mike.
Thanks
and
for having
Adam.
Us. You too, man. Thanks
congrats
so much.
On the success.
Thank
and,
you.
And the album sounds just absolutely fantastic.
Thank
no
you, man.
No
Thank
joke.
You.
It sounds badass. Keep pumping out great albums. It must be tough to put new bands together and make them successful in this day and age. And I'm pulling for you and rooting for you. You guys have a great sound. Everything everything about the band is just ripping. So keep it up, and it's good to see you again.
Thank you so much.
Stay healthy, all right, bro?
As always.
I love you. It's good to see you. Mike, my man. There they are, Saint Asonia, the great rock band. You got to check them out. I told you where to go. Don't screw up. Buy the album. You'll dig it. See them live. Badass. It sounded fantastic, didn't it? And our boy Sully's on there with the Cut Hunted. Good stuff. I love Saint Asonia. It's Pharrell on the Bench. Coming up, Dale Murphy, the Braves legend, will join us to talk about the Braves and Cardinals. Do you think St. Louis can upset the Braves? And we'll talk more later about the Dodgers and Nats. It's Pharrell on the Bench.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.